You don't have to be overwhelmed by finances and bills. Join Gloria Copeland on the Believer's Voice of Victory as she shares on who you can trust in these unstable days. Now, here's Gloria.
I want to talk to you today about good days. And here's kind of where I'm coming from today. I know that we've been hearing a lot of bad news about a lot of things. A lot of it about your pocketbook. But we are not citizens, first of all, of this world, but we're citizens of the kingdom of heaven. And we live in this world. But where we live are days of heaven on the earth. Amen. So we don't have to get gloomy, down, scared. We can walk by faith and not by sight. We can walk by the Word of God. And I want to talk to you today about stirring yourself up. Stirring yourself up, not to be moved by what you hear, not to be moved about what you hear about financial things or any other kind of situation in the country or in the world. We get our substance, our sustenance from heaven. And heaven brings us substance down here in the earth, natural substance. The Word of God will provide for us. It will bring us money when there is no money. It will bring us food when there is no food. God can send birds to feed you. He can put money in a fish's mouth. He's not limited to what the what's happening out here in the natural realm. And so I want us to just feed ourselves on the scriptures today about some of these things. And I want to talk to you about good days. In the kingdom of God, we're having good days. We're not having down days. We're not having sad days. The joy of the Lord's our strength. We're not having broke days, unemployed days. We're blessed. We operate and live in the kingdom of God. And that's how an entirely different place from where natural people live. You say, well, I feel kind of natural. Well, you need to get over that. You need to get into the Word of God and find out that you're not limited to natural situations. But we walk in the supernatural. We walk in the blessing. Ken has been preaching on the blessing for months and months and months and months. And so people should be prepared to expect the blessing. I expect the blessing. Amen. So let's look at some scriptures today. And let's start with Psalm 34:10. Glory to God. Thank you for helping us, Father. Thank you for stirring us up to expect marvelous things, marvelous things. Psalm 34:10 says this. The young lions, well, let's look at 9. Let's look at 8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. That's where we stand. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. The Lord is good, and the man that believes He's good and trusts in Him is blessed. The blessing is on us. I say this every day. The blessing is on us, and we cannot be cursed. Poverty is a curse. Lack is a curse. It's plain to see what's a curse when you look under the blessings in Deuteronomy and the curses in Deuteronomy. The blessings is good. Everything good. Everything's abundant. Everything is there. Under the blessing, but under the curse, everything is bad. But we don't live under the curse. We have been born again out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of God's dear Son. You say, well, I don't know that I've ever been born again. Well, we'll pray with you today and you can come out from the darkness and from the curse and into the kingdom of God. So don't let me fail to give you an opportunity. Or you could just say right now, Jesus, I make you the Lord of my life. I receive you, Lord. Because it says Jesus Himself bore the curse for us. so that we might receive the blessing. Isn't that marvelous? That we don't have to live under the curse. We, you know, regardless of what's going on down here around us, we have our substance, our sustenance comes from a higher place, from heaven. These are days of heaven on earth to the children of God. So I want you to quit paying attention to all that bad news and start paying attention to all this good news.
Amen.
Amen. And don't let fear come into your life. Now, Psalm 34, verse 10 says, well, we went back up to 8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. What would be another way to say that? Blessed is the man whose faith is in him. We're not going to live in the supernatural blessing and our faith be in the world system. If you're facing the world system, you're doomed for failure. But our faith is in him. We trust in the Lord. The Lord is good. Blessed is the man or woman that trusts in him. Fear the Lord or reverence the Lord, you his saints. For there is no want to them that fear him. Does it say there's no want just in good times? Just when everything's going good and the economy's good and there's plenty of jobs? No, it says there is no want. Anytime, in other words, to those who reverence God and let him be God in their lives. I like that. Fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want, no lack to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger. Those that are naturally strong or in the natural, this, that, or the other, high positions, good jobs, strong people in the natural, they may lack and suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. There shall be no want of any good thing in your life if you seek the Lord. Glory to God. Well, I choose to seek the Lord, and I shall not want any good thing. Let's just look for a moment at Matthew 6. Look at verse 30. Well, let's look at 29. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon, he's talking about the lilies of the field, even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these lilies. And yet, look at verse 30. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which is today and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye, O ye of little faith? So to think about those things in that manner is to have little faith or no faith. O ye of little faith, concerned about what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat, what's going to happen here, what's going to happen there. Verse 31 says, take no thought. Here's how you take thoughts. You take thoughts. You can take thoughts of failure, doubt, lack, or you can take thoughts of abundance, blessing, honor. But he says, don't take thoughts like this. What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? In other words, what are we going to do? There's lack. I see lack, and I'm talking lack. And I start saying, I'm not having, you know, I don't know how we're going to buy school clothes. I don't know how we're going to pay college tuition. I don't know how we're going to buy groceries. What is that? That's taking the wrong thoughts. It's taking thoughts of unbelief. The scripture says don't take any thoughts like that. What shall we eat? What shall we drink? Wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. Now who are the Gentiles? The Gentiles are people without a covenant. The nations, the natural people maybe that you work with or you know that don't know God, they're without God. They don't know God. They don't depend on God. They don't have God's provision. Unless you're praying for them, they might be in big trouble. Therefore, take no thought saying, what are we going to do? What's going to happen? What are we going to eat? How are we going to get a car? How are we going to do this? After all these things, those kind of things do the unbelievers seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. God knows we have need of all these things. We need cars. We need food. We need house. We need a job. We need money. God knows that we need those things. So what we should be doing is seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, or His way of being right. And all these things, these natural things, shall be added unto you. So we don't seek things. We don't seek after things. We don't worry about things. We seek God. We seek the Word of God. We seek the will of God. We go after righteousness, which is being right and doing what He says is right. And God meets all of our needs. All the things, the natural things in your life, will be added to you. Isn't that a great scripture? Isn't it good to be added to? Now, looking back at our lives, I can tell you that we needed a lot of things at one time in our lives. We needed a good car. We needed a good house. We had some children. We didn't need children, but we had, we needed to put clothes on them, and we needed to see to them, you know, and care for them. We had a lot of needs. We had no money, and we found out that God would supply our needs. And we began to sow and to tithe and to believe God and to say what we believe from the Word of God, and we began to prosper. I'm telling you, when I said we need money, I mean, we didn't have a good house. We rented a house, but it wasn't a very good one. We didn't have a good car. We had a car, but it wasn't a very good one. And we had to. I had to believe God when I went to the grocery store that I'd have enough money to get out of there. I would pray in tongues under my breath through the grocery store, believing I could get out of there. But you know, that didn't last very long once we got over into His kingdom and got on His word and started flowing in His direction. What I mean by that? I mean, we started believing the Bible. And we started talking the Bible and saying what we believed. And we learned to quit saying what we didn't want to come to pass, but to say those things that we wanted to come to pass, and things began to change. But seek ye first. So you put the kingdom of God first, and most of you are already down that road a long way. And His righteousness, or His way of being right and doing right and talking right, and all these things, these natural needs, will be added unto you if the economy is good. If there's plenty of jobs. If the right people are in office. No, it doesn't have any ifs there. The kingdom of God will overcome every situation. It just says all these things, if you seek the kingdom first, that means you do what you know to do. You get in the will of God in every way that you know to get in the will of God. You go after His word. You spend time in His word. You walk by faith. You believe what the word says. You put it in your mouth. You put it in your heart. And you begin to say and say and say, and you don't say anything different. I used to, when we first started out, I had a list. Sometime I'll bring that and show it to you, because I still have it. It's real yellow and old, but I had a list. You know, we needed everything. I had a list. I don't even know what all it had. Probably everything from groceries to a house to a car. I had a list. And I believed I received the things on that list. And I thank God for it. And you know, every one of those things came to pass. And I still operate that way. If I need something, I ask the Lord for it. I believe I receive it. And I stay until I get it. Was it always instant? No, but it always came. Where would I have been if I hadn't have believed at all? I'd still be right back there in that little shotgun house we lived in. So you have to be patient about these things, but you always be increasing. And you keep increasing all the days of your life as long as you'll walk with God and do what He says. We seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all these things. What things? All the things that the heathen up here, the Gentiles, seek after, and they have to go after it because they're not letting God be their provision. All the things that the world seeks after, all the good things, all these things shall be added unto you. I don't think I've ever looked that word up, added. But it sounds to me like it's not something that comes necessarily by your own physical labor. But the laboring part is what? What does the scripture say? To enter into the rest. The labor is to enter into that place of faith. And then you just begin to flow with God, do what you're told. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow. So when you see the news and they're talking about they're laying off people in this sector, that sector, all these thousands of jobs are laying off, this company's gone bankrupt, don't jump in there and take that thought. Don't jump in there and say, oh my, I might be next. No, don't take any thought like that. We take the thoughts of God. No matter what's happening out here in the world, God is my source and my supply. God has given me a whole book full of promises that tell me He'll take care of me. He'll meet my needs according to what's happening in the earth. No. According to what heaven might scrape together. No. According to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus, God meets my needs. I have nothing to fear. I walk by faith. All these things, you seek God first, His way of doing and being right. I believe that's what the Amplified says. And all these things that you need in your life will be added unto you. Now, Ken and I have walked this way for a lot of years, 40 years. And we have found it to be true. In the big things, the little things, the in-between things, whatever we need, God has provided if we give Him faith to work with. And how do you get faith? By hearing the Word of God. How many of you have a Bible? How many of you have a copy of the Word of God? So we've got it made, church. We got the Word. We know what God says. We know what He promises. All we have to do is get in it and believe it and act on it. Take no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Don't be thinking about what's going to happen next week when the rent's due or the house payment's due or when they start laying off people or whatever. You are preparing for disaster when you begin to think like normal people. Now, the people around you, if you've been in this very long, they all know you're not normal. They don't think you're normal. So don't start acting normal now. We're supernatural people. Hallelujah. We live in the supernatural power of God. We live above this natural realm that has all these problems. We are born of God. If you were born of one of the wealthiest families in this nation, do you think you'd be concerned about having a job? Or whether or not you might get laid off or whatever? Or where's your food going to come from? No. Well, I'll tell you, there's nobody wealthier than our family. Our father owns all the cattle on 1,000 hills. And everything that's under those hills. This earth belongs to God, and He's given it to the children of men. So that would be us. Hallelujah. Glory. We're heirs. We're heirs of salvation, but we're heirs of the world because we're the seed of Abraham. Abraham was an heir to the world, the scripture says. Glory to God. So we're not going to be concerned about anything. We're going to pray. We're going to pray for the nation. We're going to pray for our neighbors. We're going to pray for the people, our city, our companies. We're in a place of authority. We can change things in prayer. If you've got a company that's in trouble, start interceding for it like it was your own family. That is your job. That's your place. That's your company. And don't join the recession, the depression, the lack, the fear that we hear about all the time on the news. Now, Jesus himself said that we're to seek first the kingdom of God. That's our job. In good times and bad times, we go after the kingdom of God. We go after the word. We go after doing what the word says, obeying the word. Seek first, not second, but first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, and all these things that the Gentiles are having to seek after, that's talking about natural things, shall be added unto you. Isn't that amazing? It's not that through your labor, your hard work, your worry, your fret, but it's that through your faith and through your putting God first, the things that you need in life will be added unto you. So if we want the blessing, what do? We have faith in him. We trust that whatever he says in this word or whatever he speaks to us in our heart is the truth. And what is that? Then what happens? Faith comes. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You could say faith comes by hearing and believing what is said in the word of God. It means to carry into effect, to fulfill, to accomplish. In other words, to implement it. You do and you keep doing. The more you engage, the more you receive. The more you engage in heavenly things and in the kingdom of God, the more manifestation comes in your life. God's never late. He's never the problem. We can't quit pressing.
Too many Christians struggle through life, hoping to one day receive something from God. In this new teaching series, Gloria Copeland reveals three steps that will help you receive the promises of God. Learn to implement and use your faith as a tool. Engage your faith for as long as it takes. Press in by faith to receive all God has for you. Discover how to walk in God's perfect plan when you implement, engage, and press. Order your copy of Gloria Copeland's teaching series, Implement, Engage, Press, now available for just $15. For faster delivery, order online at kcm.org. To request your copy by phone, call 800-575-4455. Or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Learning how to implement, engage, and press makes all the difference in your receiving the promises of God. Order yours today.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jeremy Pearson. Implement, engage, and press. This is a powerful new series by my grandmother, Gloria Copeland, and we want to make this available to you today. Now, you can either get it on CD, DVD, or both. Implement, engage, and press. How to receive God's promises for your life. Now, my grandmother has been walking with the Lord for almost 47 years. And if there's anything she knows, it is how to receive the promises of God that he has made in his word. They have made a life out of this. And that's why she's teaching this. And that's why she can teach it as good and as well as she does. Please be sure to order your series today. And we want you to learn how to move forward in the plan of God for your life. Now, in her message today, my grandmother said that you can have good days. Now, God's word is clear about this. His promise towards us, it is a promise of a bright and brilliant future. So yeah, I know bad days show up, but you get to decide what kind of day it is. You get to decide what you're going to say about that day. It's either this is the day the Lord has made, or it's another sad day, another broke day, another down day. But every day, no matter what is thrown at you, the joy of the Lord is your strength, and you can have a good day. Psalm 34 verse 8 says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good, and blessed is the man that trusts in him." Now, if you're focused on all this news around you, I know there's some bad news. I know there's a lot going on. And if that's got your attention, if that's got you locked into it, I'm telling you, wake up right now and start paying attention and get locked into the good news that there is a good God who wants good things for you, including for you and I to walk out good days all the days of our life here on earth. Jesus said, take no thought for tomorrow. Seek first the kingdom of God, and these things will be added to your life. And I want to come into agreement with you right now that all your days from here out are days of the glory of God. Amen? I believe it, and we receive it for you in Jesus' name. Now listen, in a little over a week, we begin the Southwest Believers Convention, August 3rd through the 8th in Fort Worth, Texas. This is our hometown meeting, so you need to be in this one. We have the time of our life at Southwest Believers Convention. Do what it takes to get in this meeting. If you need some information about it, please visit us at kcm.org. You can get all your questions answered there. Get yourself in an atmosphere of the Eden blessing, an atmosphere where the blessing of the Lord is rich, the blessing of the Lord is strong, and you'll get into a place like this and it'll change the world around you. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Jeremy Pearsons reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and like Kenneth and Gloria always say, Jesus is Lord.
If you prayed with Gloria Copeland to receive Jesus into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, you are part of God's family. Kenneth and Gloria would like you to have the free salvation package, 5 books to help you get started learning your Bible and understand who you are in Christ Jesus. To request yours, log on to our website at kcm.org or call or write. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you on the next Believer's Voice of Victory. Let God's glory shine in your life at the 2009 Southwest Believers Convention.
It's a time of refreshing.
To get just saturated completely with the Word of God.
Abraham's blessing is mine. The Eden blessing is mine. My circumstance is supposed to look just like the Garden of Eden.
It's life for my children. It's health to my children.
We came to hear from God.
Now that you're in Christ Jesus, then you can walk together with Him in this earth realm.
The more you engage, the more you receive.
Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar August 3rd to the 8th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. With Super Kid Academy for ages 6 through 12 and 1440 for ages 13 through 18, there's a place for the whole family. To find out more, call 800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org. Next Sunday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
We take the Word of God and we put it in our eyes, in our ears, and it gets down into our heart, and out of the abundance, the overflow, in other words, the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you're talking problems, you're talking debt, you're talking fear, you're talking lack, that's what's in your heart in abundance.